Hey, my name is Brennan Myers, and welcome to the Create You Experience, where we ignite your breakthrough, create your experience, and bring your vision to life.
I can't sit around and wait till it goes right, cause I've been hopping over obstacles my whole life. I got a vision and I know it's about to take flight. I'm dedicated to growth, I keep my mind right. I fell down, got up, I'm unbreakable. Anything in my way, I'ma break through. Lights, camera, action, take two. Can't worry about what they do. You gotta create you.
Welcome to the Create You Experience. It's your host, Brennan Myers. And today we are welcomed by a guest that has already seen this incredibly powerful platform, Create You Experience. And he's also a very good friend. Now, before we jump in and give him a nice little introduction, remember, My Coach AI is here in our official sponsor of this podcast. Are you a coach or a trainer struggling with using WhatsApp for your group messaging, text message for one-on-one client communication, email for check-ins, workout programs on a software like Trainerize, True Coach, or even Google Sheets, Kajabi as a resource center, Google Drive to store all of your content, and running into the problem of too many systems or a lack of quality with the experience you're providing your client? Well, luckily for you, MyCoachAI.com is smarter, faster, and just simply genius. One platform that consolidates all of the systems using streamlined communication and automation to simplify your coaching, to provide a better experience for your clients, and a place for you to start and or scale your business by working on your business rather than in your business. If this sounds the one-stop shop platform for you, then go to www.mycoachai.com to learn more. And now back to the podcast. So we are welcomed by my friend, Zach Coburn. He is the founder of, go ahead, bro. Just introduce yourself.
Personal Trainers Business Incubator. It's good to be here, man. I'm really happy to consider you a friend as well. And honestly, everything you said about My Coach AI is not an exaggeration. It really is that good. So I want to take my hats off to you, man, because you built something incredible.
Yeah, it's Zach. If you're listening right now, you don't know. Zach was on the podcast before. He's going to be speaking to our mastermind, which that's available to everybody. If you're a coach or a trainer and you want to come to our mastermind and just sit in to one of our speakers, it's a powerful, powerful piece that we provide to all the coaches and just the industry as a whole. But Zach is partnered with, and his company is partnered with My Coach AI, and we're partnered with them as their official platform, essentially, that they tell their coaches to go check out. And we've had the pleasure of not only forming the partnership, but also build kind of like a friendship from afar. Like, I know what you're doing, and it's like, it's super fucking cool. We're going to get into it in just a second. But why did you end up partnering with us? What was like the big reason?
Yeah. So I think when I saw the platform, it was honestly just a no-brainer. Like, I remember seeing the platform and just thinking, like, why hasn't all of these platforms who have been around for so much longer, why haven't they done this before? Right? Why haven't they caught up? It feels like you're so ahead of the game in the sense of like, streaming all these systems together and also including AI into the process to make things easier for the actual coach. I was just like, this is honestly a no-brainer. So my initial hesitation when I first got started, the reason why I kind of took it slow is because I didn't know how my students were going to be able to adopt it. I didn't know how quickly they're going to be able to adopt it, because a lot of the coaches that I work with are brand new to systems, they're brand new to platforms, they're brand new to coaching online. But when we launched to our students, dude, the feedback was incredible. Like, people who I thought wouldn't be able to pick it up so quickly were thriving in it. And it actually was easier than managing all the other platforms. And at that point, I was like, all right, we're going all in on this. Like, we're taking Trainerize off our system. We're taking, you know, all of our trainings from the other platforms off. And we're just going to go straight into My Coach AI. And the other great thing too is just how much like resources you provide. You know, having a coaching call with you know, members who sign up to teach them the platform, having demos, the support team that you guys have, it's really great for our students. So like, there is the platform itself, when I first saw it, like, this is a no-brainer. But then once we launched it and I saw how much support and how easily adoptable it was for our students, I was like, there's nothing better in this space than this platform.
I'm like sitting there, I appreciate the words, and that's exactly what we want to hear. Is we're obviously going to have to make adjustments, and there's always going to be new things coming in, and there's going to be issues, there's going to be bugs. These things are going to happen, but I believe it's about the culture that we build everything from. Just like with your company, right? It's the culture that really creates the future of the company. And for us, it's like, all right, how do we make everybody feel special? How do we make everybody feel heard? How do we make this an experience that is just like, what am I really even paying for? Am I paying for the support, or am I paying for the actual system? Because I feel like the systems are free. So I appreciate that, bro. Now, I want to actually like dive into like all what you're doing and the whole shebang, because we've already talked about much of, I forget what we talked about last time on the other podcast, but you're fucking killing it, bro. Like, I'm seeing you on Instagram, and you're like, you got this like swagger. You're like, I don't know what it is. Like, you're like really thin and fucking jacked, and thanks. You have this beautiful mustache. And I'm like, dude, what is this? You got the pants going all the time and the nice outfits, bro. Tell me, what's going on? What's happening over there?
Yeah, man, it really is just about like figuring out who I want to be, how I want to brand myself, and then just keeping it simple from there. Right. I went through a period last year. I was 25, turning 26. And I went to go visit my brother in college. And I was 25, 26. I had, you know, a successful business. I was telling people what I can do or what I was doing. And people thought it was like the coolest thing ever. And I went back home and I was just so inspired and so motivated. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking, you know, living off of free clothes that I got three years ago. I'm driving a beat up Honda Civic. Like, I could make myself a much stronger version of myself visually. And so over the last year, I really just cultivated like a new look that I wanted to embody. I got new tattoos. I went through a few different phases. I don't know if you ever saw, but I had like a Van Dyke to where I had the goatee out here and then a little, and eventually figured out that the mustache is here to stay. But yeah, man, I just wanted to be a better version of myself. I knew what I was capable of, and I wanted to present that to the world. And that's how I want to be, you know, seen and recepted. So that's pretty much the motivation behind that. It was pretty much just creating a character that I felt was aligned with who I was and how I wanted to be presented to the world.
Do you feel like you are an imposter?
No, I don't think so. That's a great question. I think before I did, but now I don't, right? When I was building a seven-figure business and I was talking about, you know, success and investing and all this kind of stuff, and I just didn't feel like I was living in alignment with that. But now that I have, you know, a couple of things, I feel confident in who I am, confident in how I'm represented, confident in, you know, who I'm presenting to the world. So I would say now I'm more aligned with how I feel.
So would you say that it was like fake it till you make it, or no? That felt like,
I would say in the beginning, yes. Mm. In the beginning, yes. When I first got into business coaching, I knew how to build a business for myself, but I didn't exactly know how it was going to play out in the industry as well, you know, working with other people. And so I really lowballed myself in the sense of like, I'm going to help you build your business at whatever cost. Like, I wasn't even charging people. I was doing it for free because I simply just wanted to get results. In that sense, I would say I was faking it till I was making it. And, you know, I think that, you know, getting your book of business, you know, having clients that you can take on for free, working with them, getting them results, and then taking those results and saying, hey, I'm doing this now. Like, this is what I'm capable of. That's around the time that I was feeling that way. But now, you know, I don't feel like I have to fake anything.
When you talk about that you have a seven-figure business or the money that you may have now, do you find it to be
offensive to anybody. I feel like it can be, but at the same time, I feel like the people who aspire to have that will be inspired by that, right? Because I'm following people who are talking about, you know, eight-figure net worths, eight-figure businesses, and I'm like, damn, I want to aspire to have and build something like that. And it can, you know, shy away the wrong people. There's definitely people on the internet that don't like me. There's people on the internet that, you know, don't like what I have to share, what I have to talk about, and that's totally fine. So I understand that, you know, it is offensive and it is a kind of icky thing to talk about for a lot of people. But for myself, like, dude, I love making money. I love saving money. I love investing money. Like, I love talking about finances, just like I love talking about fitness and personal development. And so the right people will be attracted to those conversations and in that content.
So for the people you're talking about, some people don't like what you put out there. What is it that they don't like?
I mean, I think in the space, in the business coaching space in general, you definitely get a lot of people who see you as a scam artist, that see you as a fake guru, things like that.
You were a coach, no?
Yeah, I was a fitness coach. I'm a business coach now. But I understand that, like, I'm in that space and I can easily be labeled as that as well. And so, you know, I've had people make videos and be like, don't trust this guy. You know, he's a scam artist, even though, you know, there's never been a single case of anything. There's been no proof of anything. But I understand, those kind of topics are going to happen, or those kind of conversations are going to happen, and people are going to have those kinds of opinions, you know?
Bro, I don't know if you remember Creative Fitness Academy days. When I launched that, I don't even think I ever told anybody how much money I made in the first day. I actually don't think I told anybody, but it's kind of ridiculous. I'm not gonna put it out there. But I remember someone, someone big on YouTube, they made a video about me and it got like 2.2 million views or something like that, on how the Creative Fitness Academy was a big scam and all the, like,
do you remember was this like Phil something?
Yeah.
You know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. People will, you know, use that as clout, but I mean, if you know your truth, you know your authentic self, then, you know, it just rubs off, or just rolls off your shoulder.
Dude, people still reach out to me and say, hey, I utilized recently, actually 2 days ago, this guy said the Creative Fitness Academy, it literally sparked so much and it was mind blowing. I was at dinner with my buddy last night here in Argentina. He's visiting. Mm-hmm. And he said that, hey, do you know this guy? He said that he followed like some type of course, like the creative something or whatever, and he swears by it. And he was telling me about it like 2 months ago, whatever. And I'm like, dude, I launched it 6 years ago. And man, people are going to talk. You know,
yep.
You know that. Like,
oh yeah.
If you're doing the thing. However, it did affect me though. Mm-hmm. It did affect me where many years ago, now things like that don't affect me because I'm like, I stay in my own lane. I do the things that I love, right? When I did the Creative Fitness Academy, I didn't love doing that. That was one of the issues,
mm-hmm.
is I didn't love doing it. So me going on camera and being like, I'm going to defend myself and tell you this and do all this stuff, it kind of felt like I was just forcing to do that rather than like, yeah, let me live and die by this. You know what I mean?
Dude, I know exactly what you mean. I had something, literally the exact same thing happened to me last year where, you know, one of my team members reached out to a potential client saying, hey, you know, we have this program. We'd love to see if we can help you. And they submitted that message off to someone who does those kind of roast videos. And I ended up being the target of like a Instagram series of videos of people calling me a scammer, things like that. Dude, I literally didn't even respond. Like, I didn't come up with a post. I didn't make a video because there's just literally no point. All the people who are calling me scammers were people who, you know, would never have been ideal clients anyway. They were from different worlds, different worldviews, different perspectives. And it's like, it's not my point to try to, it's not worth my time to try to justify myself to an audience that will never get it. It's just better for me to just, you know, take the punches and move forward.
when you hit seven figures, was there a certain point, like a day that you noticed that you were going to hit it, or you just noticed it from month after month it was coming?
Dude, it was so slow. I wish I could say it was fast, but it was like, dude, I've been saving my money since I was 18. I got jobs as a busser. I was personal trainer. I was a personal trainer Monday through Friday. And then I would bus tables on the weekends. And the reason why I would bus tables on the weekends was so I can save money and put it into index funds. And so at 18 is when I started investing, and I loved investing. And I got to a point where I realized, oh, I can't make money fast enough. I have to start a business, right? And so that's what got me into entrepreneurship, was so I can make money faster. That's what got me into online coaching. It was a span of 8-9 years of just saving, investing, and slowly going up, slowly going down. You know, COVID definitely helped us hit, you know, a big jump. And then the crash we saw last year definitely took my net worth down quite a bit. But it's just been a slow and steady add to the pile, let it grow to where I saw it coming for, you know, 10 years.
Yeah. So what you're talking about more so is like the process, like you knew it was going to happen. But when it did, when you saw it in the moment, like, hey, this is going to be seven figures for our business this year.
Oh,
But what you just said it's super valuable as well. Like, that is a piece to it. But did you see it? Did you see like the number and you were like, oh, we hit seven figures, or no? Like,
dude,
you were moving forward.
It was a crazy moment. The moment we hit seven figures, I was in Miami with a mentor of mine, Ravi Avuvala, and he's a private pilot. And he invited me to come speak on his podcast in Miami. It was super cool because it's like one of my heroes was, you know, giving me my moment to shine and share my story on his platform. So I was excited, and we went, and he took us up in the air to fly in his plane. And while we were in the air, one of my team members signed a deal that took us over the seven figure mark. And so when we landed, we had crossed it. I told him, I'm like, hey, look, if we close a deal while we're in the air, I'm going to land back and have my first seven figure year. So definitely saw it coming. That happened, I think, November last year. And then, so I saw it coming the whole year, but that was a specific moment where I'm like, okay, you know, this is the moment where we're going to cross that line.
How did it feel in that moment? What did it feel like?
It felt great, man. It felt like, you know, the money itself is one thing. Like, I've actually utilized it this year before. I've been very disciplined and I've never really utilized it. So more money hasn't like made a significant difference. This year, I've definitely, you know, invested into, you know, upgrading my lifestyle and things like that. But more than anything, it was a confirmation that I am the person who I believe I am. You know, when I was 18, 19 years old, I wanted to be, you know, influential. I wanted to have a platform. I wanted my word to mean something. I wanted to inspire others, but I had no proof. You know, I was a busser. And so I would make these inspirational posts, but like, what proof did I have to back it up with my life? And crossing that moment, landing, I'm like, I actually am the person I always thought I could be. And that felt really good.
Damn, bro. Good for you, man.
Thanks.
Good.
I appreciate it.
Fucking you. You know, Zach, I can use the word admire. I admire the way that you work and certain things that you do, and even like your office setup and just the way that you handle yourself. It's very admirable. So I want to say that. Like, I do watch you from afar and I'm like, yo, like, fuck yeah. I love when people are winning and you're a very neutral person. That's what I found with you. You don't lean more to the left, more to the right, or you're not more of a this guy or that guy. You're more of like a, hey, let me flow. Let me stay in my own frame and everything else does the work. And that's what I appreciate. And some of the things that have come up for me since you and I have been able to connect over the past, I think it's been the past couple of years, is when you are, it seems like when you're winning, you're also trying to find ways consistently for the people around you to win. And so explain that a little bit, how that fuels your wants and needs.
Dude, I always describe it as like, imagine you hear a song for the first time and you're bumping it all week. And dude, you don't want to be the only person listening to that song. Like, you want to share that song with your friends. You're going to put your family on every time you're at a gathering. You're going to play that song because you want it to be enjoyed.
Yeah.
Right. And so I always say, like, whatever I'm on, I'm going to put people on. Like, whatever I'm getting into, I'm going to put people on. And so, like, this is something I did even back in the day. Back in high school, you know, I went to a lot of parties, got in trouble, ended up getting suspended from school. My parents grounded me. And after I came back from suspension, I was, you know, talking to all my friends, hey, are you going to go to this party? Like, you should go to this party. Like, it's going to be sick. It's going to be fun. I'm hyping this party up. And my friend's like, yeah, are you going? I'm like, no, I'm grounded. And they're like, why are you telling people to go to this party then if you're not even going to go? I'm like, I don't know. I just want to have it. I want everybody to have a good time. And that's how I've always been. And when I found fitness, bro, I was pushing people on fitness. I'm like, dude, you got to start training. You're going to feel amazing. You're going to feel great. Like, your whole life's going to change. And, you know, whatever I feel like I'm getting into, like, I want the people around me to get into it too, because I think it's the best shit. When I started making money online coaching, I was like, you know, to all my personal trainer friends, like, dude, you should do online coaching. Like, this, you're going to make more money. You're going to be able to have more free time. And so, yeah, it's just, that's how I am. It's just, I feel like it's fun to, it's the same feeling you get when you watch a TV show and you have your friend watch a TV show and they slowly start becoming obsessed and you sit back and you're like, yeah, like, I know, like, that's a good feeling. That's how it feels to, you know, just share my passions and put everyone on.
Do you do anything that you would say that's stupid as fuck? Like, is there anything that you do that you're just like, oh, that's fucking stupid?
Like, anything in terms of like anything I've done in the past or anything I do right now
in your life? Like, do you do anything day to day? I'll give an example. Like, I do shit that I'm just like, what? This is so stupid. Like, I can't believe I'm actually doing it. For example, I'll just give an example.
Yeah, give
some example. Sometimes I will have been working all day, right? I grab my phone. Like, if I'm on my phone scrolling, I'll see that, let's say I go to you take a shit, I'll go and grab my phone and I'll make sure that I have my phone on the, like, I want to make sure I have my phone so I can scroll, right? And then if I take a shower, I'll go into the shower with my phone.
That's crazy.
And, like, I'll be standing there, bro, and I'll be, like, responding to people on Slack, like, sending full on meth, and 40 minutes go by. 40 minutes go by, Zach, and I'm in my shower still writing things, and, like, then I'm switching back to YouTube and watching some. It's as if, like, it's just stupid. It's absolutely dumb. It's,
yeah,
idiotic. Are there things that you do that are like that?
Dude, I think if I were to say anything, it'd be, dude, I really fucking obsess. I get, like, really hyper fixated on stuff, like, to the point to where it's all I can think about. And sometimes, like, you know, 10, 15, 30 minutes will go by. Like, when I first got into watches, I'm kind of over that hill now. Like, I got the watches I wanted to get. But before I had them, bro, I could not fucking function without, like, obsessing about it. So, like, but I've always been like that. Like, and I think that's what kind of drives me, because it's like, you want one thing, it's the carrot on the stick, you achieve it, you get it, and then it's the next thing after that, you become obsessed with it, you achieve it, you get it. And so I would say that that's pretty fucking dumb. But at the same time, it could also have some utility because it is driving you forward.
I know that you're with someone now, like, you have a partner, you have a relationship. But before that, did you do that with women too? Like, you would fixate on a woman?
Yes, bro. Very hyper fix. I'm a hyper fixator. I'm obsessive. I wouldn't say I'm obsessive compulsive, but I'm just obsessive in general. Whenever
I'm compulsive. So that's what it is, dude.
You could say so. I always thought obsessive compulsive is like you have tics that you like have to like itch, like you have to flick the light six times before you know enter a room.
There's levels to it.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, there's levels to it. There's levels to it.
I would say whenever I'm single, but the thing is I would never, like, whenever I was single, I wouldn't get distracted by many women. I would always get distracted by whatever woman was right in front of me, right? And I'd get super hyper fixated. But now that I've been with Megan for, you know, quite some time, I feel like my fixation has been able to, you know, channel onto other areas. But sometimes those things aren't, like, those things that I'm obsessed with aren't the most practical, right? Like, right. Do I need a fucking watch? Like, no, I don't. But like, I could not function.
I want one.
Exactly. I could not function without that driving me forward.
So, talking about Megan, which I don't know if everybody knows or not, but it's your girlfriend.
Fiance.
Fiance.
Yep.
What type of being in a relationship with someone like her, who is also a successful coach, how is that very supportive for you and the way that your business continues to grow as well, and also just your frame as being a man?
Mm-hmm. I think my relationship with Megan has been the easiest relationship I've ever had, because we're from the same world, right? We have the same friends. We are in the same work. I used to date people who were outside of the space. And, you know, when it's like Saturday night and you want to go create content, you want to make a YouTube video or you want to vlog, they're kind of looking at you like, that's not like a normal thing to do. Like, why can't you be like a normal boyfriend? But Megan is in the same world. She gets it. She does the same thing herself. And so, you know, I will be cooking dinner and, you know, in the same room, she's talking about her day on her phone, like talking to her audience. And I think it's super cool. I support her in doing so. It's not weird for me to bust out my phone and talk to my audience while she's standing right next to me, because she gets it. She understands. The other thing too is, you know, obviously owning a business is stressful. There's ups and downs. She's, you know, been my rock many times. Like, there's been many times where I've curled up in the fetal position and she big spoons me because she understands, you know, what I'm going through. It's not like a steady paycheck kind of thing. So I think being from the same world allows us to be ourselves openly with our guards down, which allows us to ultimately grow, because it enables us to do what we need to do to continue growing the business, growing our platforms, and also support each other as well.
Do you guys ever like work together?
No, we don't do well working together, to be honest. Yeah.
It just doesn't well.
When you define work together?
I don't know. You defined work together.
Yeah. So if we were to, like, when it comes to her business, I stay out of her business. When it comes to my business, she stays out of my business. In the very beginning, I would give her advice, unsolicited advice. She would give me unsolicited advice. And we very quickly learned that our relationship is separate from, you know, what we're doing in our business. And so, you know, I support her and what she's doing, and she's definitely made decisions that I didn't support. I've made decisions that she didn't support, but at the end of the day, you know, we support each other. And yeah, I would guess when it comes to working together, we like to keep that separate. But we understand our work. That makes sense.
Do you ever ask for support, or do each of you ever say like, hey, what do you think about this?
I ask her for support. There's certain things I ask her for support on. There's certain things I don't. I like to get outside opinions on how things are, you know, how I'm wording things or how like my message is being received. You know, obviously, you know, like content, I'll ask her opinion on the content, things like that. Or even like, you know, my obsessive tendencies. I'll sometimes, you know, text her 10 times of like, okay, here's the plan. Here's what we're going to do. Like, these are the step-by-step. And she's like, okay, like this is good. This is not good. I'm on board with this. I'm not on board with this. And the other thing too, is like, because we're a team now, whenever I have those moments, she's like, well, what about me and what I want? And I'm like, oh, I forgot. I got carried away. Like, we need to align ourselves and make sure we're going.
So it's communicating. Like, exactly. You guys are very communicative.
Yeah. We're very on the same page all the time.
Yeah, I feel one of the biggest gaps in humans in general is communication. Mm-hmm. Is this communication, what's the definition to you? What is communication to you?
Communication with other people is honestly letting people know where you're at, and then having the patience, empathy to understand where other people are at, and then aligning yourself somewhere in the middle, right? Where I feel like a lot of people just like to talk about themselves or just want to kind of get what they have to get off their chest, and they don't necessarily listen to the other person. They're not necessarily open and receptive. They don't have the empathy or the emotional intelligence to, you know, really listen and absorb, and then also not to think about the other person in terms of, you know, what they have to say as well.
Yeah, I'm big on communication. It's so important to me. If someone doesn't have communication, it's like a big... Not a red flag, but it's something that I don't necessarily want to put my time and energy into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely feel that, bro. Like with texts, when people, you know, don't text back or they're not super detailed in their texts and stuff.
It's just, but also with communication, I say this. If anyone ever has something very important to say, always send audio message.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're working against a company and you have to think about legal and all that stuff. I always tell people, hey, if you need to get something from someone, call them or video or what do you call it? FaceTime them. I don't know if you know this, but the new iPhone, like the new update for iOS, you can leave video messages.
Like, oh, wow.
Video, like voicemails.
Yeah, that's dope.
But video. I lied, it's about time. Is it dope or is it like about time?
I never even thought about it. So I think that's pretty dope because I'm stoked because I'm like, I never even thought that was coming.
Yeah, I feel like it should have been. It should have been here. Anyways, but communication, I want to go back to this communication thing because I believe this is where leaders become leaders.
Mm-hmm.
This is the difference between true, powerful leadership and those who are scratching around the surface of leadership. Mm-hmm. Communication, to me, I didn't provide my definition, is more about being able to speak the language of someone in front of you,
mm-hmm,
with your own thoughts to the side. That's it. It's just being able to speak the same language.
Go ahead.
Well, there's different levels to communication as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's levels of understanding. There's levels of agreement. It really depends on the situation that we're in, especially as us being business owners and how we have to speak or we get to speak to our team. It is always a challenging situation. Always. It's with this person, maybe we speak to them differently than this person, but maybe we just got off of a call that was very challenging or a sales call that had so many objections and the person ended up being really pissed at the end and just left.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to, communication is a huge piece of it, is being able to come back to the centeredness of ourselves and speak the language of the person in front of us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. It's having social adaptability to understand who you're speaking to, you know, adjust what you're saying, how you're saying, to make sure it lands on the right ears. I get that. That makes sense.
Chameleons. It's like be a chameleon.
A social chameleon.
Yeah. Yeah, man. People just miss this mark, mm-hmm, how valuable it is. We obviously have a lot of opinions and we have a lot of stuff inside of ourselves. However, what I believe is so, so powerful is when we take all that stuff and we simply just put it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
We put it to the side and then we speak from a different position. A position of, oh, I'm curious. A position of, I could be wrong. A position of, I might be in your position.
Yep.
So when you are teaching other coaches and these other trainers, I'm curious about this. When you talk about mindset of being a coach and being a successful coach, right? Because let's say they're aiming for $8,000 a month to be six figures or $12,000, $15,000, $20,000, whatever it is, there's got to be some very valuable, what do you call it, characteristics that a lot of these coaches end up owning and really live by, right? So what are they specifically when you are teaching them to get into that upper echelon?
Yeah. So I would say the first thing is having patience and understanding that, like, when you're starting a business, it's going to take time. And the people who understand that it's going to take time, they're willing to practice the system, implement the system, fail at the system, get feedback and, you know, reiterate the system, and then even adopt the system for themselves, right? You know, we provide a lot of tools and resources for our students, but it's not going to be word for word for every single person. So we do encourage our students to take what we give them, make it their own, and go out and fail and learn and try. And the people who do that typically end up doing well because they're the ones who stick with it for 6 to 12 months. Also, the people who are more focused on helping other people, I think that is a huge mindset shift that like gets people over the hurdles of sales and rejection and taking no personally. When you approach a conversation of I'm literally just trying to help you, it rolls off your shoulder when someone says, hey, I'm not open to receiving help, or hey, I'm not interested. You're like, hey, that's no problem. I was just trying to help you. If you're not interested, I'll move on to the next person, right? So the people who have the right intentions about, you know, helping people, building their business through service, they're typically the ones that are able to grow to 8K, 10K, 15K, 20K per month. And honestly, how much they just love fitness too. A lot of people who, you know, come in, join the program, and then drop off in 3 months, you know, obviously we get people who are like that. They're typically the ones who, you know, started lifting, figured that they could become a personal trainer, figured that they can make 10K a month and it was going to be easy, and they realize how hard it is, and then they quit, right? Whereas the people who love fitness, they love helping people, and they know that this is what they want to do. Their passion communicates more than any caption or DM sent or sales call. Their passion does the selling for them, right? And those are the people who typically, you know, end up doing extremely well, is because their passion for and the love for what they're selling, you know, says so much more. And you can usually tell through people's content if they're living in alignment with what they're posting, what they're saying, and if they're also leading by example too.
I want to say this because I feel this is completely, I don't know, it's just overthought, this piece. Not only coaches, but humans in general, we just overthink.
Oh, dude, yeah.
We overthink it. Even you explaining all the stuff when it comes to being a 8, 10K, 15K per month, I'm thinking in my mind, just like what you do or don't like what you do and serve. That's yep. That's really what this stuff is. Yep. Success is just serving in alignment with yourself. And then the money will come.
That's what I always say. I say, dude, the money comes. The money comes. Just help people and do it for free and the money will come.
And that is... Sometimes the hurdle is, well, how do I get over that you have to like build a bridge to go from free to making money and feeling worthy of making money. That is a difficult part.
Yeah. So I'll explain how that's done, because I've done it myself and I've seen it happen with many people. Most trainers fresh off the block, they've never, you know, done online business before. Posting content is scary. Doing lead generation is scary. Booking calls is scary. Getting on a sales call with a stranger for the first time, asking them for money is scary. Onboarding them into your system without ever having onboarded anyone into your system ever is scary. The way that you can get over that hurdle and make it less scary and make it exciting is to just do it for free, because you know the rejection isn't going to be there. And if you have enough value, they're going to say yes. Do that enough times to where you get comfortable creating content. You get comfortable booking calls. You get comfortable taking sales calls. You get comfortable onboarding. You also have results. Then that confidence starts to build and you get the feedback to know, okay, this is worth $100 a month. This is now worth $200 a month. This is now worth $300 a month, right? When I first started business coaching, I took on 3 clients for free and did like really deep mastermind sessions with them. And then I followed up with them for 12 weeks every single day, right? Hey, you know, how can I help here? Or hey, how's this going? And for me, it was, I wanted to get results so I can show myself that I can do it. And then once they got results, I'm like, sweet, now I'm confident that I can do this because I've taken someone through the process. Let me now charge the next person $500, right? Let me now charge the next person $1,000. Let me now charge the next person $2,000. And with more experience, the confidence builds. And you also just get familiar with the process. It's all of a sudden the bridge is built.
It's a process. Slow down. The money will come. It's a process. We all want this overnight success, but it is a process. Zach, bro, I appreciate you coming on here and sharing some wisdom, bringing some vulnerability to the platform.
I appreciate it, man. I like the questions you're asking, man. You weren't afraid to dig deep.
I don't know. It's just I'm curious. It's for me, to be honest. It's not really for anybody else. It's more for me. I'm like, I'm curious. Like, what about this? What about that? Right? I'm not a perfect person. I'm also, I'm a business owner, and I've been in the game for 10 years, and I've had teams, and I've hired, I've sold things. I've done so many different things, but at the same time, it's for me now in my life, it's more so about what experiences in these moments can I take part in that support me in. And if I'm out of frame, getting back into frame, or also testing my frame.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask questions that are like, what are your thoughts on this? Well, my thoughts on it over the last 10 years have been this. Well, why have it been this? And you're talking about this and you're successful in it. Like, what is the difference between what I'm thinking and what you're thinking? That's what I also tell people on social media, when you're posting, when you're doing content, when you're doing all this stuff, come from that place, come from a place of, this is for me to learn. This is for me to know about. And it creates a very welcoming energy of supporting others while also just staying curious. I'm so curious, Zach. That's the thing.
I love it. I love it, man.
I'm fucking curious. So, Zach, I appreciate you coming on here. Where can they find you? Or even better, where can they check out PTBI?
Yeah. So Instagram is going to be my main platform. It's at ZAKKCOLBURN. All of my links are in there. So you can find my YouTube channel. You can find the application and the website to PTBI. So if you're an online coach looking to grow your business, definitely recommend checking us out there. But Instagram is like the main hub.
Yeah. And Zach is definitely someone that you can trust. So I recommend, at the very least, sending him a DM or checking out some of those links just to absorb some of the content that he does create. Pretty on point. And yeah, Zach, appreciate you coming on here. And
thank you.
For all of you who are listening and you are more and more curious about what we're doing at My Coach AI, smarter, faster, genius, go to www.mycoachai.com or go to our Instagram. Really, our Instagram has so much information. At My Coach AI, we're actually building in this moment my nutrition AI, and I don't want to say too much about it, but it's ridiculous. So we're excited for you all to check that out. The official sponsor for the Create You Experience. Zach, one more time, thank you so much. You're welcome anytime. And I'll be seeing you on the mastermind as well. This is the Create You Experience, where we ignite your breakthrough and bring your vision to life. I'm Brennan, this is Zach, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Peace.
I got a vision and I know it's about to take flight. I'm dedicated to growth, I keep my mind right. I fell down, got up, I'm unbreakable. Anything in my way, I'ma break through. Lights, camera, action, take two. Can't worry about what they do, you gotta create you.